This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scary moments for some people in Oxnard.
We are seeing that the damage, the degrees of damage that we've been assessing across these mobile home units is consistent with a tornado.
It's February 14th. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Brian Belansky. Also coming up, water, mud, and debris came crashing down from the mountain above Sierra Madre. It's Valentine's Day, and there's love in the air in downtown LA. And a big loss and a big win for two LA teams in the same game. All those stories coming up next. But first, the National Weather Service has confirmed a small tornado hit and damaged a mobile home park in Oxnard.
And what we have found is a pattern of damage that is consistent with a weak tornado having occurred in far east Oxnard.
That's Ariel Cohen with the National Weather Service. The tornado hit yesterday afternoon at Ocean Air Mobile Home Estate as the recent storm was passing through. Park manager Ruth Funk was in her office.
There were strong winds, and the windows were rattling, but all of a sudden it just very strong. The windows looked like they were going to fall off, so I got up from my desk and I said, what's going on? And then it was gone. I mean, it was like, poof, gone.
Funk says she didn't think anything of it until the maintenance guy came in. Instead, they had a tornado. Close to a dozen homes were damaged. Awnings blew off and ended up in nearby streets. Power got knocked out too, but was restored overnight. No one was hurt. Funk says a small tornado hit the park a few years ago and caused some problems. During that intense storm, mud and rocks were sliding down hillsides from Pacific Palisades to Altadena. And there were some scary moments in Sierra Madre, too, when a river of mud splashed over the dam and down Woodland Avenue. John Baird was checking out the damage when he bumped into Lisa Mueller. She mentioned that some cars got stuck.
What was it like, first off, when this mud was coming down? Were you here?
I wasn't here. My neighbor here, she had a very dangerous experience. I was at work.
What was her experience?
She was trying to go down this and leave in a car, and she came down to this place where the red car is, and she couldn't get around it, and the mud hadn't come down yet fully, and so she was backing up, and she looked in the back of her rearview mirror, and there was just the wall of mud coming, and she almost got like covered in it, but they backed their car into the driveway fast enough where they missed the wall of mud.
And she was able to get out?
Yeah, well, she just sat in the driveway and waited for it to pass, and then she walked out. Yeah.
That is lucky. Have you ever seen something like this?
Never, no. And I'm leaving the neighborhood in 2 weeks.
City and county officials are trying to determine how many houses were damaged by the mud and water. We're learning more about yesterday's mud and debris slide on PCH that pushed a L.A. City fire inspector's car off the highway and into the ocean. Captain Eric Scott told Craig Figner about how the driver managed to get out.
Your fire inspector, that vehicle that we saw in the video, washed out to the ocean. That vehicle's still there, and how's your employee?
The vehicle is still there. So it was just after 5 p.m. last night where one of our firefighters, who was an inspector, was driving a department vehicle on northbound on the PCH, and a significant amount of mud and debris flow went down a valley with such force that it blew his vehicle across three different lanes down about 30 feet into the ocean and tumbled that vehicle over. Amazing, he was able to get out so quickly. He may have even had to use a knife to cut out part of the seatbelt. I know the airbags went off, but other than that, fairly unscathed. Had him transported to a hospital for precautionary efforts and a full evaluation by medical authority. But it serves as a reminder that when we tell people to certainly not be in these areas and it's just for first responders, we really want the public to heed those warnings. That's a very visual example of what can happen.
As for PCH, tractors scooped up thick mud from several intersections throughout the day. Sunset and PCH were under several feet of mud. It's unclear when PCH will reopen. A preliminary hearing date is set for next month in L.A. City Councilman Curran Price's corruption case. Price is facing charges for embezzlement, perjury, and conflict of interest for an alleged pay-to-play scheme. He's accused of having a financial interest in projects he voted on and having the city pay for medical benefits for his now wife while he was still married to another woman. Price allegedly voted to approve projects tied to his wife's consulting firm and failed to report the connections. He has pleaded not guilty. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for March 20th. Let's take a short break here to take care of some business. On Valentine's Day, you're supposed to say it with flowers. And Pete DeBatrio reports some people were spending a lot to say they care to those they love.
On Wall Street, between 7th and 10th Streets, in addition to the Central Flower Mart, there are a lot of independent stores. Anthony had his arms full when he walked out of one store.
Well, I got a bear, I got two little bears, and a couple of balloons. I got one for my loved one and some for my mom's.
Mm-hmm. Who's first on the priority list?
My mom's. She's first.
And that didn't count the flower arrangements he'd already bought. How much does it really cost?
Right now, just on this was $140. On flowers, I got two sets of 100 flowers. I was at $420, so around $500-something. We're on that mark right now.
$500?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Is it worth $500?
Well, stuff goes up, that's why.
But then again, for one day a year, splurge a little. At the L.A. Flower Mart, I'm Pete DeMatrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Santa Barbara County-based Rosemary Farms is donating over a quarter million eggs to help feed fire victims' families and first responders. A spokesperson for the ranch says they started when the fires first happened and plan to continue shipments through the end of this month and possibly longer.
The eggs are being donated in batches. And so this began in the month of January through the February. They are donating on a weekly basis to both the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank and also Gather for Good.
Sherry Mandel, co-founder of Gather for Good, said that allowed them to hit the ground running during the wildfires.
Rosemary Farms, and they generously donated thousands of eggs. It was just incredible. And at the time, we were making a good amount of breakfast burritos for first responders and for evacuated families.
She said Rosemary Farms' donation is especially touching because of how the bird flu has led to an egg shortage. It was a matchup of two of the top women's basketball teams in the country, and it just so happened to be the Battle of L.A. Sixth-ranked USC beat top-ranked UCLA 71-60, handing the Bruins their first loss of the season. USC star sophomore Juju Watkins led the way with 38 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 8 blocked shots. After the game, she was asked about her performance.
Yeah, I think it's just like whatever it takes to win, honestly. Like, I didn't plan on having that many blocks, but I think that's what we needed to win. And just any way I can help out, that's my goal.
The win moves USC into first place in the Big Ten Conference, and the Trojans are now 22-2 on the season, while UCLA falls to 23-1. The rivals will play each other again on March 1st at Pauley Pavilion. This has been the Valentine's Day edition of the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. We're taking Monday off for President's Day, but don't worry, we'll be back Tuesday with another edition of the LA Local. I'm Brian Bielanski. Have a great weekend.